Welcome to the Book Publishing Academy podcast, where it's all about books, authors, and business. And now your host, book publishing expert, Janine Hernandez.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me, Janine Hernandez, on the Book Publishing Academy podcast. Super excited. Today we have Miss Natalia Trejos, who is joining us. She is one of the authors inside of our community. And I was super, super excited to have her come on board and share a little more about her journey, because it has been a very interesting and amazing one, at least. So Natalia, I'll let you introduce yourself. Tell everyone who you are.
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Janine. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Natalia Trejos. I am a TV producer and an actress. I also have a TV show called Pink Café. And I am the author of The Power of Your Dream book, which I had the honor to do and finish with, you know, the book, Publishing Book Academy. So
I love it. So I'll just tell you guys a little background. I actually met Natalia on her show, Pink Café. I was on her show showcasing, I think, one of my books, and we were just chatting and I was talking about the author experience. And then Natalia reached out to me a couple months later saying she was ready to publish her book. And what was super cool about it was that Natalia already, like she mentioned, she's already in the space of producing, of directing, of podcasting, TV shows, all of that. And so she just needed that extra accolade to add to her name, which was author. And what was super cool about it, though, is that she helped me because I was starting my career in acting. And so we kind of did a little bit of exchanging of services. And so, Natalia, tell everyone a little bit more about your experience with becoming an author. Like, did you always know that you wanted to be an author one day?
I always felt like I had, you know, a lot to say, and I had like a book in me. I just didn't know when or how or what exactly to talk about. And as much as, you know, social media and everything that I do was like, you know, you have to give valuable content, you have to serve, you have to, it's like, okay, how can I help people and serve with my knowledge? And one thing that I've been doing for, you know, about almost, I don't know, 20 years, don't count my age, please. But no, like more like 15, 16 years is production, TV production. So I'm like, how can I translate the process and the step-by-step that I do in production into any dream, right? And that's kind of how I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start, you know, writing this down and paying more attention on my process. Because sometimes when you're producing, you just like go for it and you just do it, make it happen. You shoot it. You put it on the air and that's it. For me, it was more like, oh my God, this can serve people and help them, you know, make their dreams come true. And for me, my word is dream. Everything that has to do with dreams, but dreams with putting a date on it and taking action. So I just found that little path, and there was like a little hole, like a missing piece. Then I'm like, you know what? I have maybe something that someone could get inspired from and do their own dreams for themselves, you know?
Yes. And walk us through, when you were thinking of writing your book, did you have like any fears, or did anything come up for you where you're like, should I be doing this? Did you have any second thoughts?
Oh my God. I had so many second, third, fifth thoughts. It was crazy, because for me, I started writing the book, and the first chapter is now the last chapter. So it's like, you know, it was like a mess. So, but one thing that I was saying in the book is like, you have to write everything down, all your dreams or everything that you're doing for that project at the moment. So that's what I did. I'm like, I need to do what I preach. Let me actually follow the steps for myself. And I did it. And then little by little, I think the universe and the way that I was evolving in the moment in the process, everything started coming together. Then I wrote chapter number 5, then number 3, then the one that is number one now, it was written probably last, you know? So all these little pieces that I just felt like, oh my God. But I want to say that it took a process and it took living and going through it and letting go for little periods of time within a year. So I will write, I will get creative, then I will get stuck for like a month one time and 2 weeks. I'm like in the computer, I have time, nothing came out. And then another day, sometimes it required sticky notes all over the place, little piece of paper here and there, maybe a sign that I saw somewhere, that's the title of something. It was just like a really cool roller coaster, but also puzzle. And I love puzzles, you know, because that's, I think that's life, you know. And at the end of the day, always checking into like, what do I want to say? What is my why? What is my why? And why am I writing this for who and what I want them to take out of it? And coming back to that, you know, sentence in that moment of like, what is my why? Why am I especially when I felt tired and I felt giving up. Mm-hmm. I came back to like, breathe. Okay, why am I doing this? Who told me to write a book? No, nobody's putting a gun in my head, right, to write a book. But I just felt this need to just let creativity out, and, you know, and I did it. And then same process happened when I translated to Spanish, because although it's the same concept, the same thing, it wasn't like a translation in Google. It was like written all over, because the way that you translate car keys is not keys car, you know, in Spanish. And then it's like, you have to rewrite a lot of it. So yeah, I think just patience. And one thing that I say in my book is believe in the final outcome, believe in it, stick to the belief, because that won't make you give up. Believe is a word as much as big as dream. Believe is like a purpose word, you know, like, that gives you purpose if you believe that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So just believe and keep going, you know, but get some rest and take breaks. Allow yourself, like, yeah.
So what I gather is that it was a roller coaster and it's okay for it to be messy, because I think a lot of people think that it's just going to be this perfect thing. I write the book, I publish it, but then they get to the process of it and they see like, oh my God, it really is a roller coaster and emotions, and how you said you would get stuck for certain periods of times and you would have sticky notes everywhere. And then chapter one is now chapter 15. And so I love that you mentioned that, because it doesn't have to be perfect. It can be messy. It can be messy. Yeah. And that's a part of the process.
And it makes it fun. It makes it fun. It makes it different. You're not in this like structure of like, I have to do chapter number one to be able to go to number two and three in order, because that's not really how it works. And you have to work when creativity comes out, and you have to grab it and just write it down. I wrote it, you know, in a paper. I wrote chapter seven in not a napkin necessarily, but like in a journal, and then I took from there. Like, it's just in the phone, you know, just allow yourself to do different things, you know.
I love it. And so walk us through your experience once we started to work together and you joined the Book Publishing Academy. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, so I was almost done, you know, with writing the book. I was like, not almost done, like halfway. And then you came to the show and you're like, oh, I teach people, you know, how to do this and that. I'm like, I need you. I'm going to give you a call. You probably thought I was joking. And I'm like, I am not joking, because I was stuck. That was one of the periods of time that I was like, okay, I don't know what else to do. And then once we connected and then you gave me your platform, it felt like heaven. Aww. Because I'm an independent author, and I am self-published with, you know, with Amazon, and you can find my book everywhere in Barnes and Noble, Target and everything, but is everything done self, you know? And then when you gave me that access to the different classes, the marketing of it, your ideas with the tour, that you like gave me all these ideas with the tour, and then I'm like, I went and did it. So, but it was just really good, because it gave me a lot of clarity, because I already had the idea. I already was thinking of doing it. I had already committed to myself and believing that I'm gonna do it. And I think the videos that you have gave me a lot of clarity. I was able to go back to it, write it down, apply, come back, and move on to the next one, you know, and then also with your guidance as well. For me, it was really, really good, like really simple. And, you know, without too much extra information that you don't need, and the story of grandma and something happened, and like, you know, there's no joking around. It's just to the point, but it's friendly and it's really cool. So I was really happy to be able to, you know, just to be able to embrace all of the classes and be able to apply one step at a time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that it worked out for you. And then also, so she did mention a tour. So during one of our meetings that we had, where we were just following up with each other, I had recommended, I'm like, why don't you just go on a tour? And she literally went on a tour, guys. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, again, it's like, you know, you plant a seed, in this case you did, and then I grabbed it, because you can say it to anybody too. And then if they don't grab it and plant it in their heart, you know, it all depends and comes back to the why. Why am I doing this? Why do I want to do that? So it's just, it was the right timing, the right moment. And I just felt like I really, really wanted to expand, you know, and just expand my, you know, my visibility and everything. And then I basically just started planning. I'm a producer, so I'm like planning the cities. What cities do I want to go to? How much would it be? My resources. What resources do I have in each city? So sometimes we make excuses of like, oh, no, I don't want to get out from my comfort zone, and I have to ask permission in my job, or I have to have all this money. But then all the resources are in front of you. You probably know somebody in Texas, somebody in Miami. You can call them. You can... whatever, you know. In my case, I did it in Latino America because my parents are there, and I was able to go to a few countries in a few cities. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the same thing. You know, it's not like I had millions of dollars. You know, I just really took action and was able to, you know, just to go for it, and always stick to what is the message, what is the book about, and how is it going to touch lives. So that for me was the most important thing, and always going back to home, like, what is my why, and, you know, what do I want people to take from this? And then it's so rewarding, because you are in contact with the people, and then they're like, they look at you like, this is like what you said about the book and this and that helped me and changed my life. It's like, that's the most beautiful and rewarding thing that you can ever get. You know, their eyes full of hope, or sometimes they don't have hope, and then you give them a word, and then now they can dream again. Oh my God, I got goosebumps right now, you know. So
crazy, because when we're in it and we're just go, like you said, we're executing, we're doing, but then in that moment we meet someone that maybe has a dream and hasn't done anything with it yet, and they meet someone inspirational like you speaking and showing their book and on tour, and they just are like, and for us we're like, oh my God, is this for real? Like, am I really living this? Like, am I really a speaker and an author, and people are looking up to me and inspired by me? It's just a beautiful experience, isn't it?
It is. It is. I would definitely recommend it to anyone who just had a seed planted in their heart. Like, I should write a book. I have this subject people should know about. If you already have just that, you already have a book in you, and then you should do it, because I know it sounds like cliche, but you have that one thing and that one message that someone else out there might need and will change lives. So I think that if someone is just thinking about it, that they want to write a book, I'm sure they have a really good subject and they can turn it around, and they just need, you know, a mentor and guidance. You know, in the beginning, I had a couple of resources. I just started writing, and then I started, you know, getting classes and stuff like that until I found you. And then I just switched to you and finished everything. But I think if you already have an idea, go for it and just start writing, you know, just start writing, and then chapters and breakdown and the design and all of that will come after, you know, because I have a friend and she's like, I want to do a book, whatever. And she started with the cover and then she started with the design. I'm like, what is the actual words of the book? She's like, well, I'll write it later. I'm like, no.
You're doing it backwards.
So because everything, you will change. You will become a different person after you finish the book. You will become a different person.
The book cover idea will change the title sometimes. Like when you have a title at the beginning, sometimes when you're done, right? When you've gone through the process of writing the book, you have a whole new title. Everything is different.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I always recommend to just write the book first and worry about the book cover later because it might evolve into something completely different.
Completely agree.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us, share with us a little bit about like what kind of doors have opened up for you since you've published your book.
So since I opened, published my book, I have gone to, of course, a tour, and I've been invited to podcasts and radios to inspire their audience. One really cool thing about my book is that, or what happened to me is that my book is about, you know, a structure and how to get organized with your dreams and your ideas and put dates on it and everything. And it was used in the end of the year for some companies so that the employees can actually get everything organized for the new year. You know, the resolutions. I did my tour in January. So everything with the media was strategic because they're like, oh my God, it's now the new year is here. So here is Natalia, the new author, who has a guide for you for your resolutions. And I will give them a little plan. So it was really cool. But I also just recently went to a conference in Texas, and I continue on opening. Right now, I'm working on an online course to help people, get organized with the scattered mind. So many ideas, so many dreams. Where do I start? That's the main question people ask me. And yeah, I think the sky's the limit. I'm just getting started. I want to do a little relaunch for the book and just continue on giving, you know, promotional stuff and also like workbooks and, you know, everything is growing. So I'm excited.
I love it. And will there be a second book soon one day?
Well, somebody asked me that the other day, and yes, not sure if it's going to be related to this, but someone asked me, what other book would you write? And I said, I will write a book about my failures because, you know, you know, people see only like the success, and then she's an author, she has a TV show, she's a producer, all these titles that I just know that I work and I do things and I have fun, right? But I want to show also the process of how I got there or how I'm doing different things and how, for example, with Pink Cafe, we failed 4 times, actually 3 times. The 4th time was the final way that we were able to do a TV show in a big way, national television. But what happened the other 3 times, I would like to tell those stories. I lived in different countries. I went to 15 schools, you know, growing up. So what changed me and what shaped me, you know, during all those times, and, you know, challenges, failures, things like that. I think that's a little different than just like, oh, all these titles and everything that she has done, you know, I'm like, I want to answer like, but how do you get there? How do you do that?
That would be an amazing book to read because I do think I do that too. I show the successes, but nobody really knows the behind the scenes of like what it took to get there. How many sleepless nights, how many times you were up crying, how many times you wanted to give up. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
But well, we are super proud of you and everything that you are doing with your book. We're super proud of you now becoming a speaker because at that conference, she actually was one of the keynote speakers. And I am just so excited to see what's going to happen with you over the next couple years because this is just the beginning for you. Your course is about to take off. Your next book will be amazing. And I can't wait to see you speaking like on national stages, international stages.
Oh my God. I have something that until the contract is signed, I'll tell you, but something really cool is coming. And I'm excited because I get to mix entertainment with conference or like speaking. So it's like, you know, speakertainment or something like that.
Love
so
it.
That's all I can say.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Natalia, for joining us today. I am truly, truly proud of you and everything that you are accomplishing. You truly made your dream come true, the power of your dream, and you published your book. And this is only the beginning, so I cannot wait to see everything that you do. But I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for coming on board with us. And yeah, so guys, if you are tuning in, make sure to tune in to the next episode. And as we do with anything, make sure that you like, subscribe, comment, share with your friends, and all of that good stuff. Thank you so much, Natalia.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to our channel, Instagram, and all things social media. We'll see you soon on the next episode.